Last Saturday, I was standing on the porch of our old farmhouse watching my husband push our 5-year-old daughter on a tire swing. I couldn't believe the change in her. Only a few hours earlier, she'd been spiking a really high fever. Needless to say, none of us had gotten much sleep. But unlike my husband and I, who were pretty much reduced to vegetables by the time the sun rose, Sarah was ready to play. I stumbled downstairs to make some coffee and then realized that we only had decaf in the house, hardly a remedy for a night without sleep. I opted for a hot shower instead and hoped that it would help revive me. I was busy pondering why kids never seem to get really sick during daylight hours when my daughter opened the bathroom door and announced that she and Daddy were going outside to play. I actually managed to pull my clothes on right side out and went out onto the porch to see how my husband was faring. I was leaning on the porch railing, watching the two of them play on the swing, when I noticed the tiny scroll of a tulip leaf breaking through the soil. It was a miracle. Like my daughter's joyful resurrection from the night before, spring had arrived. It felt like we'd been forgiven one more time. I called for my husband and daughter to come and see what I'd found, but they couldn't hear me over my daughter's laughter. Instead, I stood and listened to her golden giggles and wondered how, in just a split second, a single tiny leaf can change everything. And then I began to notice not one, but literally hundreds of tiny plants working their way up through the soil. There was an entire revolution happening at my feet, and I'd been too tired to notice. I took a deep breath and smiled. All of a sudden, I wasn't quite so tired anymore. There was hope in the air. You could almost taste it. The flowers were back in my garden, and the laughter was back in my beautiful little girl. I decided it was a good morning, after all.